we have so many pre-gig rituals to get through.
Do you?
There's no time for music. Yeah, it's a solid 2 hours of kind of superstitions and kind of phrases and kind of this lot singing.
Is that for real?
Seriously, yeah.
The problem is I'm quite superstitious, and the problem is every time you do a good gig, you kind of like you acquire a new superstition.
It goes longer and longer.
You're like, oh my God, was that good because I sort of kind of trod on a piece of toilet paper and it stuck to my heel. Therefore, I need to do that again. You know, it's this sort of like chain of things. So there's all these things. It's very neurotic.
Is there anything that you wear? Is there something, you know, some people say, well, I have to wear that T-shirt again, or...
No, in the early days it was. In
fact, well, you didn't cut your hair for about 3 years.
I know, I got that kind of weird thing that...
What, in case you lost your strength?
Exactly. Well, just the band was really doing really well, but then I looked so ridiculous. And I remember Bernard did a whole European a whole American tour on one shirt, didn't he?
Did he?
He did, yeah.
God,
and washed it after every gig, I presume.
No,
oh, lovely,
no,
he reeked. Smelly butler.
God knows what we were... We used to pack for world tours. Kind of, you just get a plastic bag and
fill it with the stuff that was on your floor. Bag, yeah.
But no, we don't. We have little rituals that we have to go through before we go on.